Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakiai, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope all of you that aren't vaccinated are getting vaccinated. And I think, as I said last week, I even got my booster shot while I was in Chicago a week and a half ago or something like that. Recently, I was reading, came across this article, which I thought was kind of interesting and kind of in line with the work that I do with people and organizations. The headline of the article is what really grabbed me. It said, "People with a high degree of narcissism get promoted faster. New research shows. Why?" is the question. And if I was to challenge you and say to you, think about the most narcissistic people that you know, I'm sure it would be right on the tip of your tongue. I'm sure you would have a name of Bill, Mary, Bob. It wouldn't be a hard thing to think about. And then if I said to you, think about how the word narcissist makes you feel, you'd have a whole bunch of adjectives that would be, you know, selfish person, you know, blowhard, self-promoter, and all of those things for the general population of nice people, which I try to help the most because everybody knows nice people get screwed one way or another because they get taken advantage of. Actually, they don't get taken advantage of. They let themselves get taken advantage of mostly. But you would think to yourself, you know, that's not how I was raised. I wasn't raised to think that way. I was raised to think about the collective good. I was raised to be more of a team player. It's kind of almost like in the old Westerns, it's the black hat cowboy versus the white hat cowboy. It's like good versus evil. But is it really that bad to be narcissistic? Now, I don't mean to the ultimate extreme. Isn't narcissism at the ultimate extreme equally as bad as whatever the other end of the ultimate extreme would be, which would be completely take advantage of me, do as you will, don't worry about me, I'll be okay type of thing? And through the work that I've been doing for many, many of these years, I would argue that people are too far down the spectrum of being too nice. And I want to make sure I'm clear to people. It's not about not being a nice person. You know, narcissists think they're nice people. They don't think that they're not very nice. They just think that I need to do what I need to do to get ahead. And I'm not talking about the evil narcissist that at all costs. I'm talking about more the people that are just much better at self-promoting themselves, much better at speaking up for themselves, much better at saying, no, you know what, that just doesn't work for me. As opposed to, and I see it all the time when I talk to people, when I coach people, I say, why don't you just say that doesn't work for, oh, I don't know. Can I say that? And I'm like, yeah, well, won't I get fired? And I'm like, fired for what? Saying that doesn't work for you? And I have lots of examples of people that I know, just like you all do, of people that would say that. Nah, you know, that doesn't work for me. You know, when I think back over my lifetime, I think about those occasions when someone would stand up and say, no, that doesn't work for me. And people would sort of look at them oddly and sort of say, well, you know, why don't you just take one for us? Like, why don't you just, it's not about you, you know, like, what about the rest of us? But now at this later stages of my life, I'm like, well, you know what? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And why should you be chastised for saying it doesn't work? Why should you be made to feel badly because it doesn't work? Why shouldn't you get a little more of a dose of narcissism, self-promotion? And again, I'm not suggesting you completely fall in love with yourself and be completely narcissistic. You know, people that are at the other end of the spectrum on narcissism, the far end, you know, are usually incredibly insecure as well. But is there not somewhere on the scale that we can be less, come on, take advantage of me? You know, I recently started working with someone and he was doing some work at his company and everything else. And, you know, he said, you know, I'm not getting anything for it. There's nothing in it for me. But, you know, I mean, isn't that what you have to do? Kind of do things that aren't in it for you. And I said, well, it's in it for somebody. Somebody's getting a benefit. It isn't you. If nobody was getting a benefit, they'd have you stop doing it. So it's just a question of finding out who's benefiting from it. And if it's not you, why? Why are you not benefiting from it? And I'm not saying completely, but my view, and it's really developed over the years, an organization's, both from the organization's perspective and from the individual's perspective, you know, truth and transparency about, could you do this? Sure. But like, what's in it for me? And I know people find it shocking because I have one of my other clients that I coach. And, you know, when they approached my client about, you know, doing this, taking on this extra workload, she said to them, you know, like, sure, happy to do that. But is it more money? Is it better shot at a promotion? And they were like, no. And she was like, well, no, thank you. Then they were like, what? What do you mean, no, thank you? And she was like, no, thank you. And they were like, well, you know, I guess you're not a team player. All of those, you know, superlatives that people use. No, I am a team player, but I'm just tired of, you know, taking one for the team. When's the team going to take one for me? And by the way, you know, the fact that I haven't been self-promoting myself all these years has allowed you to overlook me for promotions and salary increases and everything else. Well, Bill, Bob, or Mary over there have received all of those things. And so it's going to be hard to do because, you know, most of us aren't raised this way. And we think that narcissism is somewhat evil, shouldn't encourage our children to be narcissistic. But I think the word probably has a bad rap and there's a much broader interpretation of it. I need people to start speaking up. Make a list of like what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And I'm not talking about being rude about it. And I'm not talking about being offensive about it. Because at the end of the day, you know, what's quite interesting about narcissistic people or people that self-promote on a great level is you can't shame them. And the fact of the matter is it's not only that you can't shame them, it's even worse that other decent sort of people don't view them any differently. And I can't tell you the number of times I've said, yeah, you know, that guy's just a total self-promote. It makes me sick. And they go, yeah, but it works. He's pretty successful, you know, got to the top, did all that. And, you know, I know there'll be people out there that say, well, you know, I don't have that in me. I don't feel that way. But, you know, it's not a get to the top at all costs. But I'm trying to move you off the mark of where you are. I'm trying to move you off. I'm not trying to get you to be a complete, you know, ass kisser, narcissist, booster of yourself and everything else. But I am trying to get you to the point where you're not afraid to speak up for yourself, where you're not afraid to say that doesn't work for me. Or if I'm going to do that, there has to be something in it for me. Because the fact of the matter is, I can tell you at the tender age of 67 years old, every time someone has ever said to me, take one for the team and everything like that, your repayment will come later. It never does. Just people forget. And life and corporations are about getting people to do things for nothing or without any extra anything to it. But, you know, if they were forced to look at it and say, well, the only way I can get someone to do this is to pay them extra, then what's the value of doing that? So this new client, you know, more interestingly enough, so it was a meeting that he was running and so on. So he finally said, no, I'm not doing this anymore without getting something for it. And they said, well, no, okay. So, you know, think about it. And, you know, he said, I'm not doing this anymore. Because he was promised a whole bunch of stuff down the road and turned out it was bullshit. Shockers. So he said, I'm not doing it anymore. And so more recently, he had this last meeting. He said, I just want to be clear that, you know, the alternatives are somebody else does this meeting. I'm not doing this meeting. Or we cancel the meeting because nobody else is going to do it. And if we cancel the meeting, nobody else is going to do it. Then can it really be that important? They're canceling the meeting. So he's been doing this thing for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And it's so important. It's so critical to the business that they're going to cancel it. They're going to drop it. And why? Because they can't find another sucker to do it. That's why. And because this person finally said, I'm not doing this anymore. It takes more time out of my day. I would love to do it, but like I'm doing all the work, I'm carrying all the load, and nobody else seems to give a shit. So I'm pushing them. Like I push everybody, and like I want you to come off my calls feeling like I have my hand on your chest and I'm pushing you and I'm pushing you. Start being more selfish about yourself. Don't think of the word as selfish as a bad word. It's okay to be selfish about yourself. It's okay to think about yourself. It's okay to say, this is what I want and this is what I don't want. And then there's some things in the middle that you're okay to go one way or the other. But at the end of the day, same way as you probably sit down every year and you look at your financial situation and you say to yourself, how did I do this year? And you know, what are my objectives for next year? And I want to buy a home. I want to buy a car. Why should your own personal career be any different? You know, am I moving forward? Am I moving back? You know, do people here actually really understand how I contribute here, right? Because I can assure you, they understand how the narcissist does, because he or she's in their ear, yakety yak, 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 all the time. And, you know, I'll take you back to that story that for my long-term listeners, you'll probably remember, is there's $100 in the bonus pool. And they say, well, are we going to give Katie the $100? Oh, Katie's great. She's awesome. She really gets what's going on here. She's loyal. She's really true to the whole thing. You know, she'll be okay. She'll understand. And then there's Jim. You know, what are we going to do with Jim? Jim's a prick. You know, he's just a hard ass. He's just laying on us all the time. But, you know, if we don't give Jim that $100, our lives are going to be miserable. Western Union, right over, $100 in Jim's pocket. And Katie gets the speech about how valuable she is, how incredible she is, how loyal to the team, and how much we appreciate it. But Jim goes home with $100. And if you appreciate Katie that much and she's so loyal, then reward her. Let her know that there is a price to that loyalty, that performance, that team player, right? Because Jim knows that if he's Katie, he's not getting $100. So he's going to be Jim. And I want you to be more of that Jim. By the way, I fully confess, all my life I was Katie. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, give that guy the extra money. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. And I know people out there won't believe that, but it's true. All my life, I was take one for the team because I was raised in that kind of a household. But I watched all these people that I had no respect for, none whatsoever. Couldn't believe the stuff that they would say. Just shocking. But you know what was more shocking? Is that the people they reported to didn't feel that way. They may have felt that way, but they still promoted them. They still paid them more. We used to have a guy at Wood Gundy. We used to call him the minister of dissent. I mean, that was his job. He just complained about everything. But for some reason, they were always worried about him. I was busting my chops. The rest of us were busting our chops. But for some reason, they were always worried about him. And he was a narcissist, the worst kind. And, you know, when you stood back and watched it, you'd say to yourself, I just can't be that person. That's what I used to think. I can't be that person. And I still think that. I don't want to be that person. But I don't want to be the doormat either. I'm tired of being the doormat. I'm tired of being taken advantage of. I was tired of all of those things. I was telling a story the other night about a person I know who had invited me to lunch, explained to me several months ago about why we didn't do business because he had a misunderstanding about myself. And he was actually trying to tap me for a donation. And I said, well, we've never done business. And he goes, I know, but this is an important cause. You know, I need you to sort of really think about this. So I said, you know, I try to save my donation money for clients that I do business with. And I said, but I tell you what, I said, you know, if you want to give me a couple $100,000 worth of business, I'll donate half of that to your cause. Well, no, I mean, I could just donate myself. I said, I know, but at least you get the benefit of my services and everything else. And he goes, no. He said, but you know, when something comes up, we'll end up doing business. I said, okay. So, you know, then he called me again and wanted to get together again. And I said, no. And he said, well, what do you mean? No. And I said, no, I don't have time to kill. I mean, nice man and everything else. Not a friend of mine, so it's not a social call. I said, you know, like, if we're not going to do business, I'm okay with that. It's fine. No big deal. But I'm not coming to have lunch with you. Tell me how you're doing business with other people and blah, 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 blah. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, I had to chase that dog home. You know, I had chased it all the way until I ran right into the back of the truck, right? Because, you know, I had that sort of, well, you know, don't be rude, don't be this, don't be that, don't. And at the end of the day, you know, I look in my pocket and there's no money from that luncheon. There's no money from that transaction. And, you know, for those of you who know me, it's not about the money. The money is the end. It's about the self-respect. It's about standing up for yourself. It's about saying you're not going to walk all over them. It's about prioritizing your time, prioritizing the people that you spend time with, whether it's family, friends, coworkers, clients. Focus your attention on those that get you, those that appreciate you, and make sure that they get you, the real you. And the real you is the story that you tell, not the one that they hear in other places. So today's lesson, today's objective is think about, do people really know how good a job I'm doing? And if they don't, tell them. Like, sort of ask the question, sort of like, tell me how you think I'm doing. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing to contribute here? And I'll bet you any amount of money, they won't have a clue at how much you're contributing. I bet you any amount of money, they won't know anything about all of the extra stuff that you do. And if they don't know anything about all the extra stuff you do, and they don't know anything about how deeply you're contributing, then how can they evaluate you, promote you, and pay you more? I'm Jim Bakei. The podcast is Be You. Put your narcissist hat on. Thanks, everybody.